Turn to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. And quite a lot, I didn't mean you were pink. I'll just use that as an example. Did what I just say about it? It was in my heart, wasn't it? Nah, it wasn't. All right, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2 said, "Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. They are taken with the words of thy mouth." That it's showing the words are very important. The words are very important. Okay? Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 11. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 11. It says, "The mouth of the righteous man is a well of life." That's what it is for us. It's a well of life. "But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked." What are we going to be? Are we going to show that we're the righteous and let it be a well of life to us? Or are we going to act like the wicked and let it be something that's violent? And so what we do, and the what we do is we take time and we meditate on the word. We get the word in our heart. We don't have any excuses today. We don't have any kind of excuse. That you can go, if you can't read, guess what? There's something that can read what the Bible says. There's no excuse. If you can also go on YouTube. That's what I do a lot of. I go on YouTube. Everybody say YouTube. Anybody know what that is? Raise your. I just want to see anybody that know what that is. Help. You know what that is, Mr. George? He said it. All right, but YouTube, go on YouTube, search sermons. Get somebody that you know you can trust with the word. I go on and there's an area that I go on and I get sermons from Gloria Copeland and Kenneth Copeland, people like that dealing with healing, because that's one of the areas I'm believing in, healing. And so I go online and I search. All you have to do is type in Gloria Copeland sermons on healing, many pop up. Kenneth Copeland sermons on healing, many pop up. And so there's one particular sermon that I listened to, and actually is Kenneth actually talking about that. But the title is 101 Healing Scriptures. Anybody heard of that? Okay. And so in that message, he was at a healing convention, and in that before he got started on leading the people into those confessions, one of his pastors at Eagle Mountain came up and actually gave a testimony about his child being healed. The little girl was 8 years old. She was 8 years old. She was diagnosed with cancer, ovarian cancer. And so she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And he said he remembered what he was taught. He remembered the word that he heard. He said he said one thing that stood out to him from Sister Gloria's teaching was, when you take medicine, he said, bless that medicine because it's going into your body. Just like food's going into your body, you bless food, you bless that man. So I've taken hold of that. And so what I do is every morning when I take my medicine, I say what the word says. I say this medicine only does what make my body better, healthier, stronger, and there are no negative side effects as a result. And I bless it, and I go ahead and take it, and I go on about my day, and I go on to say I'm going to live long and finish strong. That's the word. With long life, would he satisfy you and show you his salvation? I'm telling you, it's one thing to live long, but to live long and finish strong. Some people are living long, but they're suffering. And that's not God's best for you. That's not the will of the Lord. And so what we have to do is we have to get in this word. And what keeps us back is we believe God's a healer. But a lot of time where the problem comes in is we don't believe that he'll do it for us. Amen. We believe God's a healer, just like he said, but I may not have done everything right, and I don't know if I deserve it. Or we struggle there. And you know why? What do we have in our heart? When we take the time and meditate on the word of God, open up that word concerning healing and open up that word and just pour it in us, listen to sermons on healing over and over and over and over and over, it affects your heart. And well, guess what's happening there? Life is being bred. And so guess what? The more you do it, the more you do it, you become full of it, you begin to believe it. You hear me? You begin to believe it, and then guess what? Your health does spring forth speedily. You do have long life. That's the will of the Lord. That's God's best for you. That's God's best for me.